Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Sports Open Line rolling on, a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. By the way, the annual opening day bash, it is at Kegs and Eggs. It's going to be coming up Thursday, March 30th from 10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. It's a VIP party on 7th Street between Market and Walnut, and it's going to be really, really cool, an all-inclusive event. If you want to get tickets, they are available. Just head to KMOX.com/events. You'll get access to a covered VIP area with private restrooms, Budweiser products, and much, much more, including Sugar Fire Smokehouse. Jordan Binnington, he has been suspended for two games after his actions from last night. To talk about that and all things St. Louis Blues, we're very happy to welcome on to the program. Covers the Blues for NHL.com and the hockey news. He is Lou Korak at LKorak10 on Twitter. Lou, thanks for the time. How are you?
Good, Matt. What's going on?
Not much. The Binnington thing from last night, there's so many different kind of tentacles to this, the actual attempted fight, just kind of his emotions and what they mean for this team, the fact that the team isn't playing very well right now. Like, we'll get into a bunch of the specifics, but I'll just throw this at you. Like, from a general standpoint, what is your takeaway on everything that's basically happened with Binnington over the last 18 hours from that moment in the game to finding out that he's been suspended for a couple games?
Well, going back to the play, and, you know, I don't know if I'm in the minority on it or not, but I guess nationwide I probably am. But I basically wrote today that I had no problem with what he did and what happened. Goalies are they're a different creature of habit. And let's face it, I think there was a lot building up in that moment to begin with, because – you know, you had played a great first period, and then you come out and you basically allow that team to kind of take the game over. And that fourth goal kind of started it all, you know, when the Blues call a, or I should say, the, was it the third goal? Fourth goal. Yeah, there was so much happening. I don't even know one goal from the next. But the Blues call a timeout. They're down a goal, and there's already a little bit of chirping going on. So, and I think I think the Wild had a little bit something premeditated there. They know that they could get into his head. And right then and there, that was kind of the precursor to the whole thing. So you're talking about a 4-4 game now, and they give up another power play goal. And it's another one of those goals where you're thinking, man, the guy, he's got a wide open shot, a wide open net, no net front coverage. And I think there was just a lot building up there. And then my take with Hartman is, did he – I mean, intentionally just go in there and just lay one on him and just kick him going by and want to kick a guy when he's down? No. But in my opinion, I think he knew exactly what he was doing. And if he goes in there and gives him a little tap going by, makes it look a little innocent, maybe he can set him off. And that's exactly, to me, what happened. And that's why I think Binnington had every right to do what he did. Did he take it a little bit too far? Probably, as far as, you know, if you're going to get into a scrum like that, you can't use your blocker. I mean, that's where the match penalty came in, and that's where you knew that there was probably going to be some kind of a suspension coming out of it. But as far as his emotions and getting everybody jacked up, I'll tell you what, that place got really loud when all that was going on, and I was really wanting to see a goalie fight. Mm-hmm. I was really disappointed in the linesman that they separated those two guys. I think everybody in that building wanted to see it, and I mean, that's built up with him a few different times now. And, you know, it looked like Marc-Andre Fleury wanted to answer the bell there. And I think they should have let him go. That's just my personal opinion. But all in all, getting back to your overall question, I had no problem with what he did.
All right. So earlier in the season, Craig Berube basically called Binnington out for how he was handling things emotionally. Mm-hmm. Is this different than what he was being called out for earlier in the year?
I think so. When I was saying earlier, the goalies are, you know, they're a different creature of habit. It didn't happen right in the crease. And I know in my column that I wrote today that I said that he skated through the crease. It was more towards the top of the crease. And I just think that Hartman could have taken a different avenue. He's saying that he was going over to celebrate with his teammate, which I understand, but he could have taken a left turn. He knew exactly where he was going. A little different than what the Nazem Kadri, play in the playoffs last year brought about. But I think there was some kind of the same intention involved there, just to see if you can get under this guy's skin, because I think it's the books out around the league that, you know, the teams know that if you can get under this guy's skin that, you know, he could blow and it can get him off of his game and it could get this team off of their game. But, you know, you're skating through that area where, you know, goalies kind of consider that their home. And, you know, he had his back to the play, obviously, but he feels the contact. And to him, that's like, hey, this guy's kind of rubbing salt in the wound here. I've just given up my fifth goal and we're barely halfway into this game. And I just think a lot was boiling over there. And he just wanted to make his point known. And Craig Berube backed him up on it. He had no problem with what happened there. And he certainly had no problem with Braden Schenn a couple of minutes later. And Schenn told us in the locker room after the game that, you know, he called Hartman out and see if he wanted to go. And for whatever reason, Kelly Sutherland, the referee, gave him a 10-minute misconduct, which is pretty unusual considering their, you know, come on. I mean, players call each other out to go all the time. And I don't know if he must have said something within earshot that warranted the 10 minutes or not. Braden Schenn really didn't want to get too deep into it. But all in all, the Blues backed him up on it this time. But, you know, you have a right to kind of question it, you know, when we're watching it, because, you know, it's happened multiple times.
I know the NHL doesn't really want fighting. At the same time, you can make the argument that on a national TV game in a year where TV ratings are down, if they let those two guys go, that's probably good for the NHL. It's going to get some eyes on it. More like, I'm with you. I don't understand why they kept those two apart in that moment.
Yeah, I really, you just don't see the goalie fight all that often. And, you know, when they do pop up, it gets a lot of attention. It draws a lot of attention. And even Braden Schenn was saying after the game last night, you know, Jordan Binnington even mentioned it. He goes, you know, he was more than willing to, you know, go through with it. And he said he wasn't surprised that Fleury came down and he actually applauded him for it and, you know, was willing to go. Braden Schenn's like, hey, you know, national TV, TNT, you know, what would bring out better, what could bring out better ratings than that? So I think it would have been terrific theater from our perspective and from the big crowd that was there last night. It's a heated rivalry. It's a divisional rivalry. It's teams that just played each other in the playoffs last year. So there's not a whole lot of love lost. And yeah, like you said, you know, if you're trying to boost some ratings and I get it from one standpoint, you know, the officials are there in the heat of the moment. They're not thinking about that stuff, but boy, when you could sit back and look back on it now, man, that would have been, I think that would have been a lot of fun to watch.
Let me get you out of here on this, just from a kind of a wide ranging point of view from you. What are the Blues playing for right now? What are you watching? What can wins and losses mean so little right now? Obviously, there's some young players who are getting some opportunities, but what can happen here between now and the end of the season that there can be some positives taken away for this team?
Well, you're playing for pride. I mean, let's face it, you're not going to make the playoffs. So if you're the coaching staff, if you're management right now, you're watching to see, kind of like last night, and I think they take that into consideration here. You've got your starting goalie who, like you just said, is part of a group that has nothing to play for, but yet he's displaying some emotion, some passion, and still talking about winning hockey games. And I think that's what they're going to be looking at out of these players down the stretch here. who shows like they care and who shows like they don't. And that's going to determine a lot to see who's going to be back on this roster next year, or who's going to be available via trade, or somebody that perhaps, you know, if there's any pending free agents left, there aren't very many left since they traded them. But if there's going to be anybody that's going to return on this hockey team next year, as they look to continue the retool, they're going to see who's going to want to put in the effort to start building something and build something towards next year.
He is Luke Korak. You read him at NHL.com, also at The Hockey News. You follow him on Twitter at LKorak10. Lou, thank you so much for the time. Really do appreciate it.
You got it, Matt. Take care.
There's Luke Korak joining us here on Sports Open Line. We appreciate him taking a few moments with us. All right, in our next segment, we're going to be joined by Taylor Twellman, and we're also going to be giving away some of those MLS season passes. MLS season pass, the home to every single MLS regular season match, every Audi MLS Cup postseason match, and every St. Louis City SC match. You can add in MLS Next Pro, MLS Next. You have more than 900 live events on MLS season pass. It's available in the Apple TV app. If you're not an Apple user, it's also available at tv.apple.com. And it's a really cool product that they're putting together. They're one of the first major sports leagues to really go all in on streaming as being their primary source. Like Major League Baseball, they do some streaming. Obviously, we talked last year about the Apple TV games. You get the Peacock games. But most of the games when it comes to streaming is that secondary streaming. If you're an MLB.TV subscriber, you get the local TV broadcast from other markets. MLS has gone all in on streaming. If you want to be able to watch those coming up in just a little while, we are going to be giving away some of these MLS season passes, so you don't want to go anywhere. Not quite yet, but coming up very, very soon, we're going to give you an opportunity to win those. Up next, we are going to be joined by Taylor Twellman. He's part of the team at MLS season pass. He's a St. Louis guy. We'll get his thoughts on City SC. That's all coming up in just a moment. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line, and we're back after this here on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.